Cover of the book is green. Title on it in great big letters. It's Your Money. Tools, tips, tricks to borrow smarter, pay it off quicker. Written by George Balkhi a couple of years ago. Updated a couple of times since then. You can find it online if you type in yourmoneybook.com. That's also where you'll find George Balkhi, who joins us every Wednesday morning, middle of the week, to talk about your money. George Balkhi, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Phil, but I guess it's no money, huh?
No money. Are you kidding? You know, I was concerned last week. We didn't have a chance to get there, but I would love to go there with you this week. And the story was on a couple of national newspapers. And it basically said that 59% of the population are in serious trouble if they miss 1 week of pay. And that's just how close to the line so many people are.
Just think about that. Yeah, it's that it was the second annual survey by the National Payroll Association. You know, we talked about this a number of times in the last year or so. 59% of us can't do without 1 week of pay. I mean, 1 week of pay would cause significant problems for almost two-thirds of us. And that figure is much, much higher for young people and for single parents, you know, for obvious reasons, even though 59 is staggering enough. Let's be honest, Phil. If we can't do without 1 week of income, we are really close to the edge financially, and we're in trouble. The national average income, I think it's around $45,000. If that's the case, even if you just take away 20% or so in taxes and you divide it out by 52, the average net pay a week is really $700. So $700 stands between us and serious financial trouble.
And
imagine, Phil, what kind of stress that creates in our lives every single day. That's not a fun way to live.
No.
But, you know, we create our own mess. Mess does not just happen to us. It's not conscious, but it's in the financial decisions we make or made in the past, in the debts we've taken on, and in our priorities with money.
And I think the biggest problem is, and let's go to the number that you just held out to me, $700.
Right.
When you're that close to the line,
right,
suddenly mothers are on their children. Fathers are yelling at mothers, because what did you buy that for? And suddenly there's this level of strife, there's this level of anger on an ongoing basis, because the smallest of purchases is suddenly either resented or challenged or marked. And there's just this level of household stress, and that's what the kids are going away to school carrying with them, and that's what's greeting them when they come home from school.
And, you know, we all know our pets can sense our moods. Don't tell me that your 3, 4, 5, 10-year-old can't tell this. And it goes deeper. In relationships, fights over money is one of the number one issues with couples. It's the biggest cause for divorces, and it's a huge contributor to male suicides. We hear this, we experience the fights, we've been there, and we still keep doing what we're doing. That does not make sense. It's $700 that separates us from some of the stress. Now, in the It's Your Money book, there's a huge headline that says, it might take 2 minutes to spend it, but it'll take years to pay it off. That's the debts and the bills that are killing us, more so than our income, if we were to be honest. In order to change things around, Phil, we can spend less or we can earn more. Either one of those works. Both together just magically transform it much, much faster. If we wanted to, we can choose to sell our car if it has big payments with it by next week, and we can drive a $2,000 very used car until we're debt free. Not forever, just temporarily, if we choose to. Just not having the car payments, for example, I'm not picking on cars, it's just that it's our biggest expense, an average of $480 a month, if we wanted to. People don't move until they're fed up and until they're mad with their financial situation. When we no longer want to live in the state we're in, you'd be amazed when we focus how quickly we can turn things around. But until then, we keep confusing our needs with our wants, and here we are, two-thirds of us are on a cliff.
Well, you know, you for so long worked within the automotive industry, which is one of the reasons why you do what you do now, which is because you became very resentful of how the automotive industry was levering people into vehicles that were beyond their means and tying them into payments. But is it not amazing how still, with all the marketing and all the advertising, that one of the last things to be regarded as dispensable, disposable, let's cut those payments, let's get rid of it, is the vehicle, because particularly for males, there is so much self-image tied up in that vehicle.
I want to go I'm okay going bankrupt, but I want to take my new car with me. And, you know, it credit cards, too. I mean, we're averaging around $10,000 for those people that carry balances around $10,000. That's not a life. That's called surviving and not thriving. It is not a fun way to live. At some point in time, all the stuff that we're making payments on is just not worth the financial pain that we're saddled with. But, you know, we're done bumming each other out here. You know, it's not hard to turn things around if we focus, if we want to, and if we choose to be really disciplined for just a year or two. Step number one, you got to do a written budget yourself or with your partner. Every dollar is planned and nothing gets spent over and above the budget. If it's not written down, we ain't got the money for it. It'll really clearly show you where your money is actually going. Right now we think we know, but trust me, we don't. The goal is to cut $150 out of the expenses, no matter what it takes, and yes, it really is easy.
Yeah, right. It really is.
you got to know where your money's going rather than just paying every bill that shows up. You can cut your cable package down by one level. You can do all kinds of things. I can give you 50 suggestions if we had the time. Step two, set up a savings account. That money you saved out of your budget and whatever $20 you can find goes into an emergency account until you have 1 week's worth of pay in there. I guarantee you in 3 months, you'll have it done and you will be better off financially than two-thirds of the country, and your stress level will be hugely reduced.
George Balke, you are superb this morning, and I thank you very much for your time. George Balke, as always on a Wednesday morning, with some fiscal financial common sense for all of you.